USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Food and Drug Administration has granted remdesivir emergency use authorization to treat the most severely ill COVID-19 patients.
I'm pleased to announce that Gilead now has an EUA from the FDA for remdesivir. And you know what that is, because that's been the hot thing also in the papers and in the media for the last little while. An important treatment for hospitalized coronavirus patients. I spoke with Dr. Khan and Dr. Fauci. I spoke with Deborah about it. We've been doing work with the teams at the FDA, NIH, and Gilead for spearheading this public-private partnership to make this happen very quickly.
The announcement came during an Oval Office meeting between President Donald Trump, HHS Secretary Alex Azar, FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn, and the CEO of Gilead Sciences. This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The White House has blocked Dr. Anthony Fauci from testifying about the response to the coronavirus crisis before the House Appropriations Committee, according to spokesman Evan Hollander. He had been asked to appear on May 6th. Fauci, the head of the National Institutes of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, has been a key advisor in the Trump administration's fight against the virus. White House spokesman Judd Deere said the May 6th hearing is not an appropriate time for Fauci to go before the House. Nearly 900 employees, that's 40% of the workforce at a Tyson's food processing plant in Indiana, have now tested positive for the coronavirus. The plant had altered operations April 25th, one of several Tyson plants across the country that have voluntarily closed in an effort to help contain the spread of the virus. A spokeswoman said the Loganport plant employs over 2,200 people, but declined to confirm the number who have tested positive for the virus. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Hot Pockets heiress Michelle Janovitz had her prison sentence set to begin next week delayed due to the coronavirus outbreak. Janovitz, sentenced to 5 months behind bars for paying a fixer to get her daughters into the University of Southern California, had been ordered to surrender but now may remain free until at least June 30th, according to U.S. District Judge Nathaniel Gorton. But the judge ruled against any bid to have her entire sentence served under house arrest. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced Canada is now officially banning assault-type weapons. Trudeau cited numerous mass killings in the country, which included the killing of 22 people in Nova Scotia in April, which he described as the deadliest rampage in our country's history. Trudeau said Canadians deserve more than thoughts and prayers, and Canada's Public Safety Minister Bill Blair made the announcement to Parliament.
For decades, chiefs of police, advocacy groups, grieving families, everyday Canadians have been calling for a ban of these types of firearms. Guns that were designed for soldiers to kill other soldiers and not for recreational purposes. Guns that belong on a battlefield and not on our street.
Mass shootings are relatively rare in Canada, which does have tighter gun control laws than the U.S. Trudeau said he believes the vast majority of gun owners use firearms safely and in accordance with the law. He also said you don't need an AR-15 to take down a deer. So effective immediately, it is no longer permitted to buy, sell, transport, import, or use military-grade assault weapons in this country. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.